Welcome to the Cupcake Castle.
Everybody loves Miss A's kitchen, including the Annie Mules.
Scooby's waiting for his dinner. Very impatiently. A dog that didn't bark when we first got him.
That's right.
Dog did not bark. First time we ever heard him bark, it was like a miracle. It was like the Red Sea parting or something. We were so shocked because we had never heard him bark. And now listen at him.
Yeah.
He doesn't shut up.
That's right.
Scooby, you hungry? You hungry? Scooby.
Only one thing smells like bacon. That's bacon. Bacon, 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 bacon. There, from that bag. What's it say? I can't read. Please, please, give me what's in the bag. Chewy, yummy, smoky bacon.
There you go.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Nom, 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 nom. It's bacon.
No. Oh, come on.
Hey, I love that
song.
He is so cute.
Like a big
talker. Yeah, he's a lot of weight. Should I see him?
He's like a show pony when he comes out.
And you cannot contain him.
Well, I know. He just wiggles.
Listen up. Just start grinding.
Burgers on the grill. Burgers on the grill. I've really had my fill of burgers on the grill. When the relatives go home, I'm stuck with chicken bones and burgers on the grill. There's a steak tip on the coals. It fell down through the holes. And now it's caught on fire. Smells like a funeral pyre. I was trying to get it back, but it's turning pretty black. Steak tip on the coals. Yeah! Wiener on the foil. The skin begins to boil. I dropped it in the soil. I thought that it was spoiled. So I washed it with a hose and fed it to Aunt Rose. Wiener on the foil. Burgers on the grill. Burgers on the grill.
That was very good. Here, eat this cupcake.
No thanks, I'm not hungry.
But you are. Just eat this one cupcake. It has sprinkles.
What you got there?
A bonnet pan.
Like Miss A, I've never seen a bundt pan in your kitchen.
That bundt pan's at least 30 years old. Did you know that? That was my aunt's bundt pan.
Was it really?
My Aunt Anita's bundt pan.
That's a well-worn bundt pan.
I like a bundt.
When in doubt, bundt.
That's right. Everybody feels better if you have a bundt.
What you making?
A cinnamon chip, chocolate chip cinnamon breakfast ring. Except an egg for breakfast. We're just having a little snack. Whoa.
Spring loaded.
You know where I got this recipe from?
Where?
When I was doing something church related, Sunday school. Remember that lady that was in our class? She probably really young. Her name was Dana Riley. She worked for the Brown Police Department. And she went to her house for something. And it was like some meeting, how do we get more people to come to our Sunday school class or something like that. And she made this, and oh man, I thought it was to die for. I'm trying to figure out how I could get some more. So everybody asked her where the recipe came from, and she said, I got it out of this cookbook that I just got at Walmart. So everybody, I think, went running to Walmart that day to look for it.
So that's where this little book came from.
I need the, can you give me out that package of vanilla pudding that's from down there in that cabinet? You get two cans of cinnamon rolls with icing. And you need a stick of butter or margarine. You need a half a cup of brown sugar. One package of vanilla instant pudding and a quarter cup of mini semi-sweet chocolate chips.
Oh, okay.
And then you open your cans and
you got a piece of wax paper out and you put...
Well, I set a piece of wax paper out, so... I set a piece of wax paper out just so they don't stick to the counter. Basically, you spray your butt pan, or I just use a little bit of the butter, and I...
You just wiped it with butter, didn't you?
I got it all greased up with the butter, and then I melt the rest of the butter, and you take the cinnamon rolls, you take them out of the can, and you put your icing to the side, because you're not going to use it till later, and you cut all your cinnamon rolls in half, and then what you do is you preheat your oven to 375, and you've got your rolls separated, and you cut, I already said that, right? You cut each one in half, and then it says place half of roll pieces in the buttered pan, sprinkle with half of the pudding mix and half of the brown sugar, drizzle with half of the melted butter. Repeat layering with remaining roll pieces, pudding mix, brown sugar, and melted butter, and then you sprinkle that with the chocolate chips, and you bake it at 375 for 24 to 28 minutes.
That's easy.
Yeah, it's easy, but we like it. We usually have it for breakfast. Well, not like every breakfast we're not eating this, but I like it sometimes whenever we have a holiday breakfast, I'll make it.
Mm-hmm.
I just been in the mood for it, and then can remember to make it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's yummy, isn't it?
It's very yummy.
It's really good if you eat it warm. It's after it's been, like, if you cook it and then you don't eat all of it, it's not as good, like if it's not warm.
Luckily, we don't have to worry about that too much.
Yeah, we usually don't have that problem.
Those little chocolate chips are always yummy.
Mm-hmm, they're cute, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing about this recipe, too, that is like, it's got that touch of chocolate in it.
Uh-huh. And cinnamon, like my two favorites.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too much chocolate.
Mm-mm, just enough. And I think it being the little mini chocolate chips makes it even yummier.
You just crumble out the brown sugar on top of that layer of
that's the first layer
dough, huh? But you don't put chocolate
not yet.
It goes on the top,
it goes on what'll be the bottom. Yeah, but well, sometimes I'll mix it in or a little bit.
That's right, I forgot a butt pan's always upside down when you're building it, isn't it?
Yep. There's that.
It's backwards a bunt.
Drizzle brown sugars.
And you don't do anything to that, but just open it up and put the powder in it.
The pudding?
Yeah.
Right.
That's amazing.
That's what I was trying to say, like, about the monkey bread last time we were talking about monkey bread. Remember I said that I used to make that all the time when the kids were little?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, but you take the chocolate, you take pudding, it's the mix. It's like you don't make the pudding and put that in.
Yeah, you're putting dried...
Mm-hmm, dried pudding mix.
Dried pudding mix right on top of that crumbled up brown sugar that went on top of the cinnamon rolls.
Oh, my butter's not milky yet.
It's like yummy. You're building a little... You wouldn't think that you could use that pudding like that, would you?
Sure you can.
But it's the instant one.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat. I never actually watched you do this. I always just end up on the eating end.
Yeah. I like it. It's yummy. Oh, come on.
I'm just saying.
See what I'm saying, man? You understand?
I hate to defrost on this microwave. Because then it like, you set it for whatever time you want to set it for, but it acts like you don't really know that you set it for that time, so that maybe you need to be reminded of how you need to check on your crab and see if it's defrosted yet.
Yeah, like you didn't push the button to tell it how long to be.
Like, I said. And it's not very frustrating if it's just something like this butter, but if it's something like a big-ass roast or something, then that's frustrating, because you put it on defrost for 15 minutes or something, you got to come in here every 5 minutes and restart it.
It wants you to baby it, doesn't it?
I think I am going to sprinkle half of these in here. You're really technically not supposed to add them, but you know what? Chocolate? It's not going to hurt anything.
Uh-uh. I'll just end that layered.
Chocolate never hurt anybody. Chocolate is your friend.
Make it your motto.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate is my friend.
Oh, chocolate. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. Hershey bar, mini chocolate chips. And see, I put the bottom layer in the bundt pan with the little curve going down in the pan. And then that's so my whole layer, first layer, the little cut side's facing up. And then my other layer, I put all the little cut side down. Get it?
Yeah, that way it's it looks pretty. When it comes out on the other end, it'll be roundish.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's yummy.
Well, it just doesn't look like it fills up the whole pan, though.
It will, once it bakes. And then what you do later, after this comes out of the oven, is you take those things of icing that you set aside, and you put them in a bowl, and you nuke them. You just warm it up for like a, I don't know, not even a minute in the microwave. Just you're trying to get like the chill off of it and get it where it's more spreadable. And then after you turn your what's in your bundt pan upside down onto your plate, and then you let it cool off for just a few minutes, then you drizzle that icing over the top.
I'll have to get a picture of that. It always looks better than that picture there.
Okay.
Yeah, to me it does.
Wasn't it approximately 6 weeks later that you conducted a rather interesting little experiment? Let me see. I think it had something to do with...
Yes, as a matter of fact, now that you bring it up, the additive was specifically 3 parts carbon, 5 parts hydrogen, 1 part nitrogen, and 3 parts oxygen.
Which, of course, is...
And nitroglycerin.
The results were...
Negative.
And...
Noisy.
Noisy? It was the worst explosion in the history of this or any other universe. That was 2 years ago, and they're still talking about it today.
I don't belong here.
whatever you want. You're so fucking special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't belong here.
I'm a sweet little cupcake, baked by the devil!
It's unfair to mention eating in the Claiborne house without mentioning Tober and his fascination with cilantro.
Well, he got that from Annabelle.
Yeah,
Annabelle Bunny.
Annabelle Bunny. We have several bunnies.
Two bunnies.
And they
but
love
he likes
cilantro.
Green leaf lettuce, too. $2 a package.
And gets very excited about it.
No, he gets irate.
He gets irate, doesn't he? Let's see. Here we go. Here's Annabelle. Hi, Annabelle. Hi, Annabelle. There's Annabelle. And there's Tober. We can put a picture over on your side.
There's already a picture of Tober on there.
Yeah, you can go over to Miss A's blog page and see Tober.
Get your butt off me, Scooby.